Hello, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, another Talking Puck podcast with me, Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, please join our Talking Puck Discord. The link is there. Just click on it, sign up for Discord, and you can be a part of our growing community. Well, they've been on the hockey community's radar for about a week, maybe a little more, and now we know the Adidas reverse retro jerseys are out, and you can check either the Adidas website or NHL.com. If you haven't seen them all, there are some good ones, there are some bad ones, there are some question marks. It's kind of all over the map, and it's really, really interesting to me. Some of the jerseys are done very well and really reach back to different eras. We see a couple of WHA jerseys, and there were four teams that came in from the WHA to the NHL, and they're all represented here. The Hartford Whalers, of course, that's a perennial favorite. Carolina has a Whalers throwback jersey. The Colorado Avalanche, I think, won the day. They brought a Quebec Nordiques jersey in Avalanche colors. And that looks so cool. It's really, really neat. It's something that you've got to see if you haven't yet online. I think that that might be one of my favorites, just from a pure nostalgia point of view. Of course, the Edmonton Oilers have something that is a similar look to theirs. And a lot of teams went to different areas. It was interesting. The Vegas Golden Knights, who have only been around 3 years, went back to the Las Vegas Thunder and the Las Vegas Wranglers of the IHL and the ECHL. Borrowed inspiration from there. So it's pretty cool to see. Most teams stuck with team colors. Some teams put a little tweak on things. Anybody who is a fan of the Ducks when they were still the Mighty Ducks will be very pleased to see Wild Wing making his return to the Ducks jersey. I was never a big fan of that. And there's a couple of head scratchers in here. I look at Detroit, and that design essentially, to me, looks like a glorified practice jersey. There's nothing whatsoever, if I'm a Detroit fan, that says I need to have this jersey. There's really not much to get excited about. And I will say, I grew up a Buffalo Sabres fan. Now, I've worked in hockey long enough that fandom has been driven from me. I root for players and stories, and I like storylines and things that happen, and I love great plays. I love great games. I don't understand. So really what I'm telling you is I'm not much of a Sabres fan anymore. I'm not really a fan of any team unless they're paying me. But I don't understand the Sabres going back to what they call the butter knives jersey. They had the circle with the cross swords in front of it. There was no charging buffalo on it. And it basically looked like a hockey puck with the swords in front of it. I thought that was a terrible logo, even at the time. Now, I was never a fan of the mad snorting goat, which is the shoulder patch for this jersey, but I would have much preferred to see that as the primary logo as opposed to the empty puck with the butter knives in front of it. And it just, man, I don't know how many times you could swing and miss on these jerseys, but we saw quite a few, I think. There's some interesting ones. Dallas threw it back to their no-goal season of 99 with a white take on that jersey, which makes sense because they just brought out a mostly black and neon green jersey. It's interesting. Some teams really coming out with alternate uniforms. There's a lot of gray in these jerseys. Winnipeg predominantly featuring gray. I love what the Washington Capitals did. They went back to the Tommy Hilfiger designed, hey, there's a note you might not have known, those jerseys with the eagle flying across the crest and then had the Capitol Dome with the crossed hockey sticks in the 90s, designed by Tommy Hilfiger. Now, in the red, white, and blue, which looks tremendous. I think the Capitals did a bang-up job on those. A lot of other teams kind of threw it back to successful eras. The Penguins back to the early 90s with the Pittsburgh diagonal lettering. The Flyers, their mid-90s domination, the Legion of Doom line. So you'll see a lot of that. Lady Liberty is back for the Rangers. The Islanders, the early 80s Stanley Cup dynasty. How could you not go there if you're the Islanders? And interestingly enough, the Devils went with a green-bodied jersey. And as we all know, the Devils used to wear those Christmas tree uniforms. And so green is their primary color for the first time. A lot of interesting things on there. I'm curious to know, what did you think? Did you need another set of jerseys to talk about? I'll be honest with you, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of levity and not be talking about COVID-19 and return to play and NHLPA and juggling salary and cap madness and all this stuff. This has actually been kind of fun. It's been a little bit of a trip down memory lane, some nostalgia, seeing some of the teams, whether it's colors or logos from yesteryear. Some of them good, some of them bad. The Flames brought back the snorting pony, which not everybody liked, but I think that's part of it, isn't it? Is bringing this back. Oh, by the way, one other team I want to say that I think really nailed it. The LA Kings. They took the old colors, the way back when they started, Forum Blue. It's not purple. It's Forum Blue and gold. And they put that on the scheme of the Wayne Gretzky era sweater. I think that looks tremendous. And it looks so good with that Forum Blue and gold on there with that era of jersey. When I was a little kid, I actually had one of those black Kings jerseys. It was really the first jersey, non-Sabres jersey for me, that started my crazy lifelong collection of jerseys, which is just out of hand. But it was just iconic for me, so it's really cool to see that. But it also does remind me of one other jersey. Come on, St. Louis, why did you go the red body? I don't get it. But you know what? This is what's fun about it, because we're going to talk about it. We could talk about it on the Discord, which, again, the link to join that is in my Twitter bio. I think it's going to engender a lot of conversation, a lot of good-natured back and forth. There's a lot of cool stuff to talk about. So, you know what? It's nice. It's a little bit of light with everything we've been going through here, and just it's fun back and forth. It means nothing. And you know what? At the end of the day, people are going to open up their wallets and buy the jerseys they want to buy. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Talking Puck Podcast. Please subscribe if you like what you hear, and also feel free to jump over on the Discord, comment on any of the jerseys, post any pictures you want. If you had concepts of jerseys that didn't make it, we'd love to see those too. Take care, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will talk to you next time.